Our guest at this time is retired U.S. Army General Paul Vallely. His latest book is Blood for Our Future. We want to get his insights onto a major military operation launched by U.S. and Afghan forces against the Taliban, known as Operation Khanjar. We also want to get his insights into the U.S. soldier reportedly abducted in southeastern Afghanistan just as this operation got going. In general, it's always good to have you with us.
Thank you, Greg. Happy to be with you again.
Well, what we know at this point, at least from what the military is saying, they have not identified the soldier, but they say he's been captured by low-level militants and then sold to a group known as the Haqqanis. What do you know about them, and what does it suggest may be in the near future for this soldier?
Well, Greg, I think all that group, they're part of the Pashtun tribal groups over there. You know, they've gone back for thousands of years. And so if they have been so coaxed by the Taliban to, you know, capture or kidnap Westerners, including Afghans who support the U.S. and the allied forces, NATO forces, or any contractors working there, that they, in fact, will get paid at the village level for this. And, of course, it's all barter and trade over there between these tribal groups. So I would suspect that this young soldier was nabbed by some local village people and then taken out of that area to a Taliban point and turned over to them for a certain amount of money. Now, I'm just speculating because understanding how they work over there and the orders that have been given by the Taliban, and this, of course, was pointed out very detail-wise in Marcus Luttrell's book, The Lone Survivor, when they were taken in by local Pashtun tribes and basically protected by the villagers, but also turned over by the villagers. That's probably what's going to happen.
General, the latest report also says that U.S., Afghan, and Pakistani troops are sealing off the area where the soldier is believed to be held and are also talking to tribal chiefs, village elders, other leaders, telling them to do the right thing, let him go, and that basically there's nowhere for these folks to hide or escape from what they've done here. So how do you expect this to play out?
Well, I would suspect if they were still held by local villagers that the young man would have a chance. But if he's turned over, has been reported to the Taliban, will use him to their advantage. And, of course, they're very violent. You know, these type of people have no problem beheading anybody, including their own. They're just one of the most violent terrorist groups, or perhaps the most violent terror group in the world now, along with Al-Qaeda.
General, obviously you spent many, many years serving in the U.S. Army and in defense of this nation. What sort of training do soldiers have if they end up in this unfortunate circumstance? So how do they conduct themselves? What do they say and not say? What is this soldier probably trained to do?
Well, they go through, depending on what unit he was in and what degree of training, advanced training he's gone through, but certainly escape and evasion is what we're all taught if we're ever captured by the enemy. Basically, to say nothing, give them our name, rank, and serial number under the Geneva Conventions, say no more, and then attempt at any opportunity to escape and evade the enemy.
Well, let's talk about the larger operation now, Operation Khanjar. We see that there are thousands of U.S. forces involved in this. It's in the Helmand province. We're also getting reports that Pakistani forces are pushing towards the border from the other side. What exactly is the objective here, and do you think that this could be an effective way of catching the Taliban in the middle and essentially taking care of them?
Well, I would suspect that they've been planning this since the Pakistani forces went on the offensive about almost 2 months now up in the Swat Valley, attacking the very strong Taliban forces that took control of many of the populated areas up there, who had also controlled the flow back and forth across the Pakistani-Afghan border. We have, of course, a border outpost all along there and have been working with the Pakistanis for quite a while. So I would think if this is a joint combined operation that would include allied forces, U.S. as well as Afghan and PAC forces, that certainly could well have been planned out over the last few months, and we could now see it being executed. Because it's going to take the Pakistani commitment to get rid of and neutralize and destroy the Taliban and Al-Qaeda training bases and their command and control centers, which extend all the way from Peshawar down to the city of Quetta and all those villages near there and in between.
General, we know that the border region is largely lawless. We also know the terrain is very challenging. So given the history of warfare in that region and the topography, how tough is it for the two sides here, one coming in, our side from Afghanistan, the Pakistanis from the east, to actually encircle the enemy and eliminate them?
Well, you've got a number of things working here. Number one, the terrain, very mountainous, deep valleys, river valleys, lots of villages, villages which have their people have been intimidated by the Taliban and Al-Qaeda, who again are on the payroll to report. The Taliban and Al-Qaeda are very good at setting up village networks. And those are the eyes and ears. They've been doing this in Afghanistan for a very long time. Well, they'll take a goat herder or a farmer, and he's the advance eyes that he may be looking by day like he's working on this field, but he's out there as the eyes and ears of the Taliban, and they use that very effectively. When you look at the difficulty, you've got that you're dealing with a built-in intelligent network system which telegraphs your movements, but at the same time, we also have very good intelligence and informers as well, and that's what makes it so complex over there.
General, unfortunately, our time is up, but as always, thank you so much for your time and your insight.
Okay, Greg, thank you.
Retired U.S. Army General Paul Vallely, his most recent book is Blood for Our Future. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.